Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. It's so good to see you.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. Have you ever been bowling? Today's topic is sports.
And the title of our show is Bowling. Bowling. So Pauline, what did we talk about yesterday?
We learned about bowling. We learned what it is from our guest on Rob's show.
Now, we will learn what our friends are up to today. And I have a good guess. I bet it has something to do with this sport, bowling. Let's take a look at our Read It with Pauline.
James's bowling team needs another member. They meet at the bowling alley every Saturday at 7 a.m. Susie is not interested. She has no talent for bowling. She's dropped the ball on her toe before. James asked Alex. He doubts he has time in his schedule, but he was pleased that James asked.
Wow, I guess I should hang out with James more often. He likes to go bowling too. But maybe I shouldn't play with him.
Why do you say that?
Well, because he says he plays on a team. That means he's pretty good. I just play with my friends.
But I thought you said you were good.
Well, I'm just better than my friends. I'm not that good.
Well, we'll keep talking about this today, but let's start by learning our keywords with Christina.
Hello, James 参加了一个保龄球队，他们还需要一名队员。 The bowling team needs another member. 名词 team 就是队伍的意思。 James 想邀请 Susie, 但是 Susie 说自己实在没有这方面的天分。She has no talent for bowling. 名词 talent 就是天分、才华。Susie 说她还曾经有保龄球掉下来砸到脚趾头的经验呢。She's dropped the ball on her toe. 脚趾头就是 T-O-E, toe. James 也邀请了 Alex, 但是 Alex 不确定自己有没有时间参加练习。He doubts he has time for that. 动词怀疑、不确定就是 doubt. 这个字的B不发音。换句话说, Alex 恐怕是没时间了。He might not have time in his schedule. 名词 schedule 就是行程表、时间表。Hi
Susie. Do you know if Alex likes bowling?
No, I don't, James. Why do you ask?
I'm on a bowling team, and we need another member.
You should ask him. He might be interested.
Are you interested? We have both men and women on our team.
Well, I have no talent for bowling. I've dropped the ball on my toe before.
We always have fun finding out what our friends are doing around the office. I always think James is very active.
You are right. Let's take a look at what he is doing today. He asks Susie, do you know if Alex likes bowling?
Hey, and that is today's grammar point. Here's Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It's time to have some fun and learn today's grammar point. If you want to ask someone if they know something, you can use this grammar point. For example, do you know if your friends are coming today? Here's another example. Do you know if the restaurant is open on Sundays? Friends, make sure that you use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. This is a good question. Do you know if Rebecca likes bowling?
I don't know. Do you know if we can go this week?
Maybe. Since we have been talking about bowling for 2 days, maybe we should go.
All right then. I'll ask around. I know some of our other friends can go.
Just don't invite James.
What? James, he likes bowling. He is on a bowling team.
Exactly. I want to win. If he comes, then we will lose.
Ugh, Good point. But he will be so sad if we don't invite him. Well, we know Susie won't come. She doesn't like bowling.
Yes, she tells James that. James is looking for another team member. If you play a sport and you are on a team is a group of people playing the sport with you.
That's right, a group of people together that work together. They help each other. So that is why they are members. They are part of something.
I am a member of a few things. If you are interested in an activity, then you might want to find a group that does that activity and become a member.
Well, James should find Alex. He might be interested.
Might. We don't know for sure if Alex is interested or not, so we use this word might.
Well, are you interested, Pauline?
I might be. I might play once, but I am not interested in joining a bowling team, I don't think.
No, Pauline. Are you interested? That's today's
calendar phrase.
Are you interested?
Are you interested?
你有兴趣参加吗?
Is your bowling team looking for members?
Yes. Are you interested?
Do you meet every week?
Yes. Are you interested?
Do you have a good team?
Yes. Are you interested? It only costs $50 to join.
$50? I'm not interested.
Are you interested?
Are you interested?
你有兴趣参加吗?
Next time you want to ask a friend if they are interested in doing something, just use today's calendar phrase.
Well, just in case Susie was interested, James mentions that they have men and women on their team.
Susie makes it very clear. She says, I have no talent for bowling.
I have a friend named Tim like that, but he comes every time.
Peter, she has dropped the ball on her toe before.
Ah, I see. Well then, I understand. But we can still learn more about this sentence pattern. Let's go to Christina for a little bit more.
Susie 觉得自己没有打保龄球的天分。她说 I have no talent for bowling. 名词 talent 就是天分才华。所以这个句型在生活中也很实用。请注意要用介系词 for。比如有人数学实在很差就说 I have no talent for math.或者 he has no talent for cooking. 当然也有人天生就是有某方面的天分比如 she has a great talent for singing. 她很有唱歌的天分或者 you have a great talent for language. 你很有语言方面的天分。介系词 for 后面可以接名词或是动名词。
Thanks, Christina. Okay, Peter, I have a question.We learned yesterday that if you hit all of the pins, you knock them all down in one try, that is a strike. But what if you don't hit any pins?
Ooh, well, that is called a gutter ball. There are two, gutters on the sides of the lane. If the ball goes in there, that is a gutter ball. You won't hit any pins then.
You don't want to get a gutter ball.Let's see, are there any other special words or phrases for bowling?
We do have more, but we don't have time right now. Friends, let's take a short break, and we'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, friends. So, Peter, we were talking about some special terms in bowling. Are there special terms for scores?
There are a few special scores. Well, hey, talking about scores, my highest is about 190. What about you?
Well, I have broken 200 before. I've done a little better than that.
Oh, well, okay, maybe we shouldn't go bowling together. I think I should get my friend Tim instead.
Well, it's been a long time since I went bowling, so maybe you could beat me.
Okay, well, we'll see about that. But friends, right now we need to go to Conversation B. Let's watch it together.
Hey, James.
Hey.
Did you talk to Alex about joining your bowling team?
Yes, he was pleased that I asked him, but he doubts he has time in his schedule.
That's too bad. When does your team meet to practice?
We meet at the bowling alley on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m.
On a Saturday morning? No wonder Alex doubts he has time in his schedule.
Hey, Peter, James has some good news.
What? Did he talk to Alex about joining the bowling team?
Yes, he did. He was pleased that he asked him.
That's great. So Alex can join the team.
Well, actually, he doubts he has time in his schedule.
Doubt. That means he doesn't believe that he can do it.
I just took a test. I didn't do well. I doubt that I will get a good score. I doubt I will finish the class. I doubt I will graduate.
Calm down, Pauline. Well, I think that what Alex is saying is that probably he can't make it. He doesn't have time in it with his schedule. Let's talk more about our weekly schedules, Pauline.
Okay, so I take a language class twice a week. It's part of my weekly schedule. If someone asks me to do something on a Tuesday or a Thursday night, I have to say, sorry, my schedule is full. I have a class that night.
Yes, when you're trying to find times to do activities with friends, you always talk about your weekly schedule. Well, anyway, that's too bad about Alex.
Yes, and but that is a great phrase, too bad. When you hear bad news, you can use this phrase. I was outside and I got caught in the rain.
That's too bad.
And I didn't have an umbrella.
That's too bad.
Then I got sick. I caught a cold.
That's too bad.
I went home, but I left my keys at the office, so I had to wait outside.
I hope you're making this story up. That's too bad.
Okay, you're right. I was making it up, but good practice.
Okay, well, that is good to hear. So, back to this team. When does his team meet to practice?
Oh, that's a good question. And friends, when do we go to Christina? Yes, when we have something good to teach. So let's visit her now.
Susie 想知道 James 他们球队都是在什么时间练习，所以他问 When does your team meet to practice? 你看到这个动词了吗？这里用的是 meet， 它原本是碰面的意思，不论是上学、上才艺班、社团练习或是受训的时间都可以用 meet。 如果我问你 When does the class meet? 就是问什么时候上课，在哪里上课就是Where does the class meet? 你可以说 The class meets 3 times a week 或者 Our baseball team meets from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday and Wednesday. 每周一和周三下午2点到4点是球队练习时间。
Thanks, Christina. We hear from James about the team.They meet at the bowling alley on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m.
Oh, that's not too bad. They can get dinner after work and then go home.
No, Peter, 7 a.m., not p.m. A.m. is in the morning.
A.m.? In the morning? On a Saturday? Well, no wonder Alex doubts he has time in his schedule.
I know, right?I think I know what is on Alex's schedule at 7 a.m. on Saturday. It's sleeping. That is too early in the morning for me, especially on the weekend.
Well, to be honest, Alex is pretty active anyway. He is always up to some kind of activity.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, but it's one thing if I want to get up early for a special fun activity on the weekend, but I don't want to have to get up early every weekend.
That's true. And bowling is just something you do once in a while, and I prefer to do that at night.
I agree. Well, friends, it's time to review those useful keywords we've learned today. Let's get started.
Here's the first keyword from today. Team. Team. There are six people on her team.
Talent. Talent. He plays the piano well. He has talent.
Toe. Toe. She hit her toe on the door.
Doubt. Doubt. I doubt Helen can come.
Schedule. Schedule. What's on your schedule today? Well, I hope practicing those keywords are on your schedule today. And now let's look back at our lesson one more time.
Hi, Susie. Do you know if Alex likes bowling?
No, I don't, James. Why do you ask?
I'm on a bowling team, and we need another member.
You should ask him. He might be interested.
Are you interested? We have both men and women on our team.
Well, I have no talent for bowling. I've dropped the ball on my toe before.
Hey, James.
Hey.
Did you talk to Alex about joining your bowling team?
Yes, he was pleased that I asked him, but he doubts he has time in his schedule.
That's too bad. When does your team meet to practice?
We meet at the bowling alley on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m.
On a Saturday morning? No wonder Alex doubts he has time in his schedule.
Well, bowling sure is a lot of fun. Look at these people. They are all together and just having a good time. And I think it's time for us to talk about some more words from bowling.
Great. So one of the words that we use is turkey, but it's not the animal turkey. This is a special score you get if you get more than one strike in a row. It's a really good thing.
Actually, it's very special. It's three strikes in a row. One, two, three strikes. That's not easy.
That's right. And that's funny. In baseball, three strikes, you're out. It's not a good thing. But in bowling, three strikes is great.
And if you bowl a perfect score, that will add up to 300 points. That means for 10 different rounds, you bowled a strike each time.
Of course, most of us don't bowl a strike every time. You know what I hate is when I bowl a split.
Oh, a split. That is when two pins are still standing, but they are far enough away. If you hit the ball, or if you roll your ball down, it is impossible to hit both at the same time.
Well, actually, some people can get the ball to spin, so it hit one and then go to the other, but wow, that is really hard to do. I can't do it.
That is very difficult. Well, we hope you enjoyed this chit-chat. Now let's see what James and Ginger are up to.
Oh no, Ginger. Are you okay?
No. I hurt my toe.
Oh, no. What happened?
I dropped the bowling ball on it.
Oh, no. Does it hurt?
Ouch! Yes, it hurts when you do that.
Oh, no.
So please don't do that.
Oops, sorry, Ginger.
I have no talent for bowling. I dropped the ball on my toe.
Well, sometimes that happens.
Really?
Well, not usually, but at least you tried bowling.
Yes, and now I have a hurt toe.
And these funny shoes.
Don't remind me.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about bowling. And here to answer our question is my guest, Mr. Bowler.
Hello, everybody. It's good to be here.
Well, it is good to have you, Bo. Bo, I have a question here from one of my friends. Can you answer it for us?
Sure, I will try.
Great. Our question today comes from Jennifer Way of Arcadia, California. Jennifer writes, I went bowling with my friends for the first time last weekend. Everyone kept talking about getting strikes. What is a strike? Is it a good thing?
Great question, Jennifer. Here, hold on to this, buddy. All right. Let's talk about bowling a little bit.
Okay. Great idea, Bo.
People usually bowl at a bowling alley. Bowling alleys have many lanes.
What is the goal of bowling?
At the end of each lane, there are 10 pins. Players roll a ball down the lane and try to knock down as many as possible.
The more pins you knock down, the better.
That's right. So Jennifer asked, what is a strike? A strike is when a player rolls the ball down the lane and knocks all 10 pins at the same time.
So a strike is a good thing.
A strike is a very good thing. The more strikes you get in a game, the higher your score.
Well, I hope that answers your question, Jennifer. Thanks for your help, Bo. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot, too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, this place where you go to bowl is called the Bowling Alley, and there's much more to the Bowling Alley than just this game.
That's right. I grew up in a small town in Montana. Our bowling alley was one of the few places to go and have fun. It wasn't just for bowling. There is also arcades, so games that people played, and you could buy pizza and pop. It was just a really fun place to hang out with friends.
Right. It's one of the places we go for community. And I really do love the arcades. I love playing those video games.
I like the pinball machines. Those are my favorite.
Well, friends, we hope you take some time and go to a bowling alley. But for now, we're out of time.